Welcome to FTR On The Go, striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals. Each week, we bring you snippets of FTR's Monday Morning Coffee, a blog written by FTR's own Steve Graham, designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest economic data.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR. Today I'll be sharing with you some of the economic insights from the week of July 11th through the 15th, 2016, along with key upcoming economic releases. Between summer vacations and holidays, you haven't heard from me in nearly a month. And in that time, many big events have happened, yet not much has changed. As expected, the U.S. economy looks to have bounced back in the second quarter. Incoming data has been solid. Consumer spending in the second quarter was up an impressive 6%. The nature of consumption is changing with an interesting interplay between store and non-store retailers occurring over the next few years. And with manufacturing still weak and businesses not looking to make major investments, the outlook for the economy will depend on the consumer for the next few quarters. The outlook is still fairly bright, but there are enough headwinds for manufacturing and global trade to suggest growth will remain near the 2% mark. Financial markets continue to hold up well since the UK Brexit vote, but things can change quickly. The Brexit effect will be relatively small, aside from European confidence, but the Federal Reserve will wait further before implementing another rate hike. Last week's data was generally upbeat. Retail sales beat expectations in June, rising more than 0.5% and finishing what was already a strong quarter for consumption. Import prices showed that pricing continues to firm at a gradual pace. Industrial production also surprised on the upside by rising 0.6%, with manufacturing up 0.4%. Unfortunately, manufacturing strength came almost entirely from autos. Excluding autos, manufacturing remained unchanged for June. Mining increased for the second consecutive month, suggesting the energy weakness is slowly fading. Despite the strength in June, total IPs fell 1% in the second quarter. While it is still too early to say that manufacturing has turned the corner, certain trends suggest that the second half of the year should be stronger than the first. Last week's data highlight looks at small business confidence. Small business confidence improved in June. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index increased from 93.8 in May to 94.5 in June. The increase shook the previous tendency for the index to decline in June, something it's done every June since 2006. The details improved, but some sectors still remain soft. Small firms remain pessimistic about the economy, although that index improved from a negative 9 or to a negative 9 from a negative 13. Capital spending plans also improved in June, rising 3 points. Confidence improved with the stronger second quarter data, but July will be a test as the British referendum creates more global uncertainty. So far, global markets have largely bounced back from the immediate aftermath of that vote. The economy has weathered several different financial tightening episodes in the past few years and will likely not be significantly harmed by this current event. On the international front, European car sales slowed in June, perhaps as the British vote on exiting the European Union weighed on business and consumer confidence. Registrations rose 6.5% from a year earlier to 1.51 million vehicles. This is the weakest showing since March. Demand in the UK, the region's second biggest market, slid nearly 1%. Overall, sales for the first half of the year increased 9% to more than 8 million cars, and this is according to the European Automobile Manufacturers Association. June marked the 34th consecutive month of auto sales gains in Europe. Looking ahead to upcoming economic releases, The July NAHB Home Builders Index will be released on Monday, July 18th at 10 a.m. Eastern. We look for the index to have slipped a small amount from June. This would be only the first decline since February, and the index should stay near the level it achieved during the first half of the year. June housing starts will be released on Tuesday, July 19th at 8:30 a.m. Look for starts to increase around 1%, but to remain under 1.2 million units. This would more than reverse the May decline. Starts have been running faster than permits, suggesting a slightly weaker trend for a few months. June existing home sales will be released on Thursday, July 21st at 10 a.m. We look for sales to fall more than 1% in June to 5.4 million annualized units. Pending home sales were weak in May, falling nearly 4%, and typically lead existing home sales by 1 or 2 months. Mortgage rates remain low, and employment improved in June, so home buying should continue to be robust during 2016. This week, you'll find the FTR experts at the following events. On Thursday, July 21st, FTR CEO Eric Starks will be giving a freight transportation update on a webinar for the Truckload Carriers Association. And next week, you'll be able to catch Eric at the WEX conference in Nashville, Tennessee. He'll be speaking on Wednesday, July 27th at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. He'll be giving a market outlook on the economy and transportation. And lastly, Larry Gross will be a part of a JOC.com webcast focusing on container shipping and intermodal during the 2016 peak season. That webinar will be on Thursday, July 22nd at 2 p.m. You can find out more at JOC.com.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To read the full blog, visit blog.ftrintel.com or go to ftrintel.com to find the latest analysis from FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.